WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A week after the president of the local economic development agency announced he was leaving at the end of the year, his departure will be at the end of next month. The departure of Todd McDaniel at the Research Valley Partnership was brought up last night by College Station City Councilwoman Julie Schultz.
Changing some structural within the organization, we're hoping to get some policies and procedures in place that will make it a lot more transparent and understandable for our citizens to be able to access.
Schultz, who is on the RVP board, says the agency will be led by Senior Vice President Sylvia McMullen. College Station firefighters responding to the Gables Apartments on University Oaks last night revived two dogs that were not breathing. After extinguishing a fire on the kitchen stove, firefighters searched the apartment and found the two unconscious dogs. EMS personnel were able to revive both dogs, and they are expected to recover. Sears announced this week it's doubting the future of its business. The store, whose roots date back to the 1880s, has been competing with stores like Lowe's, Walmart, and Home Depot for years. Director of Texas A&M Center for Retailing Studies, Kelly Hollinger, says the shift to online purchases is also hurting the department store.
Those companies that have responded well with a terrific mobile experience and easy ordering, most notably Amazon, have eaten into market share where people may have traditionally made purchases at department stores.
Hollinger says there has also been a decline in traffic at malls, which is where Sears stores are mainly located. Macy's and JCPenney have also recently announced difficult sales figures and store closings. The Texas Senate's proposed $106.3 billion state budget is set for a floor vote next week, but it's already being blasted by the Republican head of the House. State Representative Kyle Cassell was asked on WTAW's The Infomaniacs what he thought about the Senate's accounting tricks to avoid using the rainy day fund.
The ESF, or the Economic Stabilization Fund, is going to be near $12 billion. We've got a cap on it. We will not spend below $7.5 billion. Let's pay our bills now, not play with the gimmicks, and not force anybody to make a hard vote over a gimmick. Let's take care of our bills and do what's right.
House Speaker Joe Strauss dismissed the move involving $2.5 billion earmarked for transportation as cooking the books. And this weekend is the 17th annual Living History Weekend at the Museum of the American GI. Emily Mullins on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says it's their biggest event of the year.
We're going to have vendors, we're going to have vehicle displays, we're going to have weapon demonstrations, there's going to be helicopter rides available from the Collings Foundation.
Mullen says they're also extending the amount of reenactments they have, including a World War I tactical. To see a full list of events for this Saturday and Sunday, visit AmericanGIMuseum.org. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 8. It's 68 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at your local news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go to our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
BCR Realtors assisted my wife and I in the sale of our home, and they were an expert in all phases of contract representation. They provided market insights, which allowed us to list the home and sell it in record time. And with Bryan College Station's continually changing market, BCR continues to keep all of our rental properties 100% rented and at the maximum rental rate. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
Okay, we're having a little computer problem, because I just dropped out in the middle of the commercial, and now I'm having to restart that computer. There we go. That means I'm going to read you the weather. Weather is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Okay, so rain is slowly marching this way. Get here sometime afternoon, they're saying. There's an 80% chance of some showers. Won't be a lot of rain. It'll be probably amounts from a quarter of an inch to a half an inch. And we'll get to near 80 degrees. 58 for the low tonight. Then sunshine returns tomorrow. Winds will be out of the west, which is a little unusual, about 80 on Saturday, 85 on Sunday, and probably in the lower 80s on Monday as well. And right now we're looking at 68 degrees. Okay, we're waiting on the channel. Computers run our lives. There's not much we can do about it, so...
Yeah,
let me see. Let me see if I can get that thing started and see if it'll update and we can force that in. CBS renewed 16 series yesterday.
Wow.
They are. NCIS, Big Bang Theory, been previously renewed, and waiting for a pickup of five new shows. A Bull, Kevin Can Wait, MacGyver, Man with a Plan, Superior Donuts, along with 11 others, including Blue Bloods, Y5O, Life in Pieces, Madam Secretary, Mom, NCIS LA, NCIS New Orleans, Scorpion, Survivor, 48 hours and 60 minutes. Oh, like 60 minutes wasn't going to get renewed.
God. Some of those other ones I'd never even heard of.
You know, I don't know. This Scorpion show is stupid.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
I watched it twice. I went, I don't think I'm going to waste my time with that.
And this is like, it's like third or fourth season, right?
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, but there's Blue Bloods. I mean, you can't go wrong with Tom Selleck, right?
Oh, man, you know? I love Blue Bloods.
Yeah, it works. And actually, you're way too young in the demo. It's supposed to be people my age watching that. But that's okay.
Yeah, my mom's a big fan. Yeah, and so I used to watch when I'd be over at the house. And they're just nice episodes when you don't really have anything to do or anything else to watch.
Sure.
So I just TiVo them.
Yeah, no, and it's...
kind of save them.
And they will. That will be running for another 20 years.
Yep.
They got enough of them now that they're gonna put that into syndication and it'll work. So, the Big Bang Theory, of course, is making big-time bank, as we know. We've talked about that. But there have been some other high-paid casts out there. The folks at E! News put together a list of the 10 highest-paid TV casts of all time.
All right.
Now, it doesn't really cover entire casts, but it's basically just a rundown of the biggest negotiated paydays. So here we go. Charlie Sheen, he was the highest-paid actor on TV during the Two and a Half Men era when he earned $1.8 million an episode in the final season and then took home $2 million per episode of Anger Management after it passed its 100th episode. That's pretty big money.
Yeah, that is big money.
Ray Romano paid $1.8 million per episode for Everybody Loves Raymond. Kelsey Grammer, back in the day for Frasier, was making $1.6 million, which, you know, in today's dollars would be really pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Allen, Home Improvement, $1.2 million. Jerry Seinfeld reportedly turned down $5 million an episode to continue Seinfeld after he had wanted to end it. But he didn't miss out much because he takes home about $100 million per episode when it was over. And, you know, in syndication, I don't know. He's going to make $100 million.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt, they earned $1 million an episode in Mad About You. The Friends people, all of them, they got a 5,000% raise from the start of Friends to the final episode. They were taking home $1 million per episode. Michael C. Hall earned $830,000 for Dexter. Of course, we talked about the Big Bang Theory folks. Ashton Kutcher, taking home $755,000on Two and a Half Men. Not on anymore, right? Is that right?
I don't think so.
See, we don't watch it. Anyhow, that's pretty serious money.
It is.
Mario Lopez will host the new live-action CBS game show Candy Crush.
They're
based
making
on
a
the game
live,
of the same name. Yep.
Making a game show.
On the show, producers have set it up so teams of two people will have to use their entire bodies to swing, slide, and swipe to make the matches on a huge interactive game board. I said that like I knew what the hell I'm talking about. I have no idea what that means. But nonetheless, that's what's going to be happening. And so what, you match up candies? Is that the way that...
I've never played that game, actually.
You've never played Candy Crush?
Never played it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you... why am I blanking? But you basically can match the candies, and then they disappear, and you have to do it to pass levels. And
okay, all right.
It's kind of a Tetris variation type thing, but it's like kind of a break the bricks by touching them sort of thing, right? Like the ones that are the same around
right,
each other.
Correct, okay, right, correct.
They explode. It's visually exciting, right?
It is. It's addicting.
I bet you the noise, the sounds will be great. Yeah, that'll be good.
Oh, I'm sure.
All right, study suggests coffee lovers who are in good health may have little reason to cut back, at least as far as their blood pressure is concerned. In this study, from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, researchers found that healthy women who drank upwards of 6 cups of coffee per day were no more likely than abstainers to develop any kind of high blood pressure problems over the next decade. Do you do six?
Yeah.
Six, do you?
That's a lot.
Is that
I mean,
right?
if you're talking about the six, the measurements on like a coffee pot.
Okay, yeah.
So then yes.
All right.
That's okay. How much I make in the morning.
Okay.
That's how much fits in my Yeti.
Okay. All right. That's plowing through some caffeine. There's no doubt about that. No. I can't see the acidity. I don't know that I could take the acidity of that much coffee.
Gotcha.
But that's just me.
Yeah.
All right, so it's Donut Friday.
We're like I couldn't stomach a Diet Coke if you wanted me to.
Oh,
right,
is that
now.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Okay. There you are. Different strokes,
yeah,
for different folks.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So today's Donut Friday, we think. We're not sure. By the way, you know, Chelsea's mom and dad brought us donuts last week.
They
that's
did.
Right.
I'm just
and
saying.
I go, Dad, you know that I don't eat donuts. And he was like, they're for your coworkers.
There you go. Exactly.
Said, okay,
so,
fine.
Yeah, we appreciate that. But
yeah.
They
so
did.
Now it's back to Mr. Downs.
And
it's
he's
on him
listening because he's been texting in this morning. So
Mr. Downs has?
He has,
all
yep.
Right. Competitive eater Matt Stoney posted video of himself eating 50 donuts in just over 10 minutes. It was 12,000 calories worth of donut goodness in 10 minutes and 45 seconds, to be exact. Stoney, who goes by the name Megatoad.
Megatoad.
Megatoad?
Yeah. He used to hold the Nathan's hot dog eating record, apparently, but he lost it last year.
Oh.
I had no idea. So,
okay.
What is Mr. Downs on? What's he texting about?
Oh, to me?
Yeah.
Actually, the story about Governor Perry,
oh, okay.
It just read kind of funny because I mentioned like the runner up. So, he was a runner up because he was disqualified, which really means he shouldn't have even been in the race kind of thing. So
sure.
He was just making sure that I had my story correct. He did win initially because he had the most votes and
yes.
Then he was disqualified. So therefore the first runner-up became the student body
president.
Yeah, it's
kind of like a scholarship
yes.
pageant.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Right, yeah. Right, right, right.
Yeah,
so, no, that's all he was texting about, making
okay.
sure that we had that message clear.
All right, I thought he was, you know.
Wanting to
weigh in on something that was really not important at all.
No.
All right, speaking of.
He'll save that for when he comes in.
Yeah, speaking of not important at all, apparently somebody wanted to find out who the most Googled Beetle was.
Okay.
All right.
The city of Liverpool announcing plans to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' classic album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. The album was released on June 1st, 1967. The event is scheduled at the end of May, leading into June. 13 artists will create works based on the record's 13 tracks. Google Trends revealing the most searched Beatle, John Lennon, followed by Sir Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr. And the song Yesterday is the world's most searched Beatles track.
Oh, I believe.
We know the song. Okay, golly, we know the song.
No Pete Best?
Yeah,
nobody's
no.
searching for Pete Best?
Apparently not. All right, just to show that they got nothing else to do, Gizmodo.com says that a routine check performed by NASA on the wheels of the Mars Curiosity rover show they are not in good shape.
Uh-oh.
I mean, don't we have other things to be doing? But I'm not sure. They've uncovered two tears in the treads of the rover's left middle wheel.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
No, scientists with Curiosity mission noticed the small breaks, both of which are on the raised treads. They noticed it on March 19th, so they've been hiding it from us for almost 5 days. NASA last took a look at the wheels back on January 27th and noticed nothing out of the ordinary. So can you see Lincoln's head if you put a penny in there, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the tread wear indicator, right? So
yeah, uh-huh.
Just saying, okay. NASA obviously not happy about this, but insists that wear and tear will not change its current science plans or diminish the rover's opportunities to study key features on Mars. But, you know, we had the story yesterday about the people who
want to die on Mars.
Maybe we'll give them new tires they can take up there,
oh,
and they can
perfect.
Swap the tires out, right?
Well,
so then even after they die, we're still doing our research
sure.
with the rovers.
That's what's important.
Let's hope they get good tires the first go round, you know?
True. Exactly right.
Steel-belted
radials, what do they need to be made of?
Mm.
Right. New study found out which cars you are most likely to buy and then immediately resell within a year.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
In other words, think twice before you buy them, maybe.
Or maybe people just get bored.
Could be. Top three are all luxury cars, partly because people realize they can't afford the payments.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's a very true thing. You may think you can afford the car, but you need to remember what the maintenance costs as
that
well.
That too, yeah.
If the oil change costs $172, ooh, you may not want to be doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, from the bottom, here we go. Number 10, the Subaru WRX, which actually has a pretty good resale value. New one costs $32,000. If you sell it in the first year, you get $30,000 back. That's a $2,000 loss. That's not bad. Number nine is the Chrysler 200. You waste about $7,500 in 1 year. Mercedes E-Class, a $12,000 loss.
Wow.
Number seven is your Beamer 4 Series, then your Beamer X3 Series. Number five is a Dodge Dart. Huh. I had no idea they still made those. Number four is the Nissan Versa Note. Number three is your Mercedes C-Class. So your top two, the ones that get turned around quickly, Beamer 5 Series. You waste $11,000 if you resell it in the first year.
Wow.
Number one is your Beamer 3 Series. 8% of them are resold in the first year at a loss of over $8,000.
I feel like Beamers make sense because BMW is that, you know, it's definitely a nicer brand,
yep,
but it's probably one of the more affordable, nicer brands,
yep,
you know? And so, but then apparently people are still having
issues with being able to, again,
correct,
afford to possibly drive the car.
Right.
Hello.
Offering an alternative perspective, how many of your listeners have driven their car in the last 4 months, never looked at the tires, and yet they're driving 70 miles an hour next to me on the freeway?
Thank you. You know, that's an excellent point.
I just had to get new tires this week.
Yeah, really is. You think about that, and it is part of it. Need to keep them inflated right. Makes a big, big difference. And
mm-hmm,
if you do other stuff that you maintain your car about, maybe you need to put a little reminder sticker on the inside of your window about that. Check your tires. You do it for your oil changes, right?
True. Yep.
Check it for your tires, maybe. All right, it's 821.
Reliable and dependable equipment is essential to landowners. When working the land, knowing you have a 5-year powertrain warranty standing behind you gives you your peace of mind. The 45-horsepower tractor from John Deere at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment will clear fields, move bales, grade roads, and stand the test of time with a 5-year powertrain warranty. Now it's more affordable than ever with payments as low as $159 a month. Stop by the Sioux Falls Prater nearest you or cptractor.com for more information. Some residency restriction may apply and subject to approved credit.
Have you been told that you have the TV or radio up too loud? Do you often ask others to repeat themselves? You might have a hearing loss. Audible Hearing Centers will help you hear clearly. Now is your chance to win a free hearing aid system from Audible Hearing Centers. You heard that right. One WTAW listener will win a free hearing aid system. Go to WTAW.com and enter the Hear Clearly giveaway. You could win free hearing aids, and everyone who enters will receive a special offer from Audible Hearing Centers. Don't miss your chance to win a free hearing aid system at WTAW.com.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Reversing the position of the Obama administration, the Trump White House has issued a permit for the construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. The CEO of TransCanada announced this morning that it was indeed granted, giving the go-ahead to complete the long-disputed project that would link producers in Canada and North Dakota with refiners and export terminals on the Gulf Coast. Oil prices could get some support after Sunday's meeting in Kuwait of a handful of OPEC and other oil producers. They're expected to reaffirm their commitment to their production agreement to remove almost 2 million barrels a day from the market. And there are rumors they may even agree to extend the deal in May. Oil prices plunged 10% since investors began to doubt the deal earlier this month. Health stocks took a hit as hopes dimmed for a vote on health care reform yesterday. It is scheduled today. UnitedHealth contributed the most losses. The Dow dipped about 5 points lower. The Nasdaq also gave back 4 points. The S&P minus 2. Futures are trending upward. And that's Your Money Now.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about Home Advisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor. An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get an 80-foot by 150-foot building for under $99,000. That's right, 12,000 square feet for under $99,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
So let's find out what's going on in the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. Mary's here this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing great. Thank you, Scott.
Well, got another program coming up. Tell us about that.
Well, I have a gorgeous evening planned. It's called Evening Serenades, and it's going to be featuring music that's just gorgeous. There's two serenades, one by Elgar and one by Tchaikovsky, and when you hear them, you'll go, oh, yes, I've heard that many times. And then there's two pieces that you don't want to miss, Bacchianus Brasileiris, number 5 and number 9. Portuguese, Latin accent, very driving, very exciting. And Mila Daly, last year she performed with us. We did Brahms Requiem, and we really enjoyed her. And so we want to have her back. And where she was, you know, the only one that's featured. And so we invited her back. She's going to be doing one of the Bacchianus Brasileiris. And she's excited to come, and we can hardly wait to get her here. It's going to be a great night.
Well, that'll be at Rudder Theater at 5 o'clock. And then, of course, you kind of have a get-together beforehand so that folks can learn about the music.
Absolutely. Ann Thompson, she's going to be back again for this concert and for all the concerts this year. And she'll be telling me a little about, you know, the music and the background of the music. And the thing about Ann is she, bless her heart, she will say things that you just will drop your mouth open and you just die laughing. You just never know what's going to come out of her mouth. And if she doesn't like a piece, she'll tell you, oh, this one's horrible. So, anyway, okay, whatever. Yeah. But she's real excited. I've talked to her about this upcoming concert. She's real excited about this one. It's got some gorgeous things in it.
Well, that's good. So that's coming up on March 26th. Let's remind people, Wicked at the end of April, too.
Oh, absolutely. April 30th, we have Wicked, and it features the ladies that played Glinda and Elphaba in the Broadway production of Wicked. So that's coming up. And it's not only Wicked, you're going to hear some other things like Phantom of the Opera and Chicago. And it's just a whole night of Broadway. But, of course, the big part of it is getting to hear these ladies that created these, you know, played these roles on Broadway and getting to hear them do it again with Brazos Valley Symphony.
So if they'd like some more information about these programs, what do they do?
Very easy. You could either get your tickets at the MSC box office, 845-1234, or you can go online, bvso.org, and that will get you to where you can get them online. But don't wait to get your tickets for the March 26th as well as for the Wicked in April.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Brazos Valley, this is Mark down at Sovac City. You ever walk into your vacuum shop and you're looking going, man, what kind of bag do I need? What kind of belt? What kind of filter? Well, at Sovac City's new superstore, we have everything you could possibly want. We got thousands of bags, belts, filters. If we don't have it, it probably doesn't exist anymore. Sovac City, it's a giant superstore filled with everything that you need. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City Superstore, come on down and see us.
Therapy to reverse aging. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. As we age, many of the cells in our body malfunction and produce toxins, contributing to the diseases of old age. In the journal Cell, Erasmus University Medical Center researcher Peter DeKaiser and his colleagues report developing an infusion that kills the malfunctioning cells. Elderly mice receiving the treatment got strong and healthy.
So, for instance, we could let them run faster again, they regrew some of their hair, and also their organ function improved. So this, I think, is quite exciting because it suggests that it might be possible, at least to a degree, to reverse aging once it's already manifested.
DeKaiser says that while the infusions are designed to treat only sick cells, more testing is needed to make sure they don't attack healthy cells as well. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Most Americans live in blissful ignorance that very quietly, 18 states and the feds have been amassing a huge facial recognition database. They've collected the faces of 400 million of us. That's half the country. Security is almost non-existent. And God only knows what kind of data they're collecting to go along with it. Kim Commando with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. The extent of this massive facial database became public only 2 days ago when members of Congress began grilling FBI bosses about it. As it turns out, the sensitive data is literally scattered around with local cops and a few federal agencies in 18 states. There is no security and no way for you to see what they may have about you. The situation was summed up best by Congressman Stephen Lynch. He said, "I have no confidence in the FBI or the Justice Department to keep this in check. And in all probability, my friends, it's already been hacked." Get all the latest tech news 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
We all benefit from eating healthy, but when the time is tight, it always comes down to takeout or eating out. Until now. Introducing HelloFresh, the most delicious recipes. The healthiest, freshest ingredients, just the right quantities with step-by-step directions delivered straight to your door. HelloFresh, Hello Easy. To get $20 off your first box, go to HelloFresh.com/Kim. Shipping's free. HelloFresh.com/Kim.
Are you sick and tired of being gouged by your cable company?
I know I am. WDAW News Time is 8:30. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Two dogs are alive this morning, thanks to College Station firefighters and EMS. Firefighters responding to the Gables Apartments on University Oaks last night around 8 p.m. found two unconscious dogs and a kitten in the apartment. EMS personnel were able to revive both dogs before transporting them to the Texas A&M Vet School for further treatment. Both are expected to recover. Firefighters extinguished the fire on the kitchen stove. No other details about the fire or the residents of the apartment were released. A leadership change is coming to the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency. An update was given last night by College Station City Councilwoman Julie Schultz, who is on the RVP board. That's after President Todd McDaniel announced last week he would not seek a contract extension after the end of this year.
We voted on accepting that information in addition to his last day at the end, will be the end of April. We have appointed Sylvia McMullen as the interim managing director.
McMullen joined the RVP last April as the agency's first ever senior vice president. Schultz says the board will also be adding policies and procedures to make the agency more transparent to the public. With several holes still in the state's budget and unanswered questions about federal assistance, Texas lawmakers have decided to keep the $800 million in place for border security. State Representative Kyle Cassell's comments on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
Safety's and security's number one issue. So if we keep that 800 in place and find one or two places in the budget that the House and Senate and even the governor can agree on, we're doing good.
Cassell says he does not support the Senate using accounting tricks to loosen up $2.5 billion in the budget. He says when you have the opportunity to, quote, pay your bills, you pay them. Another big department store announced this week that steadily declining sales figures could mean closing its doors. Sears says it's doubting the future of its business.
The retail community has been watching the demise of Sears for generations.
Director of Texas A&M Center for Retailing Studies, Kelly Hollinger, says online and mobile shopping is possibly the biggest evolution in retail since the vast expansion of malls in the 1950s and 60s. Sears' announcement comes after JCPenney and Macy's also reported store closings and declining sales. It's the largest event of its kind in Texas, with visitors from across the country, and it's right here in our community. This Saturday and Sunday, it's the 17th annual Living History Weekend at the Museum of the American GI. Emily Mullins on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says they have extended the amount of reenactments.
We're now going to have two World War II reenactments, one on Saturday, one on Sunday.
Mm.
We're going to have a Vietnam air assault demonstration, and we're also going to have a World War I tactical.
Mullins says along with weapons demonstrations and vehicle displays, there will also be helicopter rides from the Collings Foundation. Visit AmericanGIMuseum.org for a full list of events. WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 68 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards & More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
834, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
A mostly cloudy and windy day shaping up for the region as low pressure gets set to pass off to our north today. That system will help set off some showers and thunderstorms later in the day. Temperatures are anywhere from 75 to 80. Tonight clearing, lows 55 to 60. Mostly sunny tomorrow. We'll have highs close to 80 during the afternoon. Tomorrow night clear to partly cloudy, low 55 to 60. Sunday's going to be partly sunny, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so I've been tracking this rain since this morning at 6:30, and it's just not moving very quickly, so it's still well west of Waco, so it's not going to get here by 1 o'clock, I don't think. But once it gets here, it may stay a little while, even though the band of showers is not that wide. Isn't that what you were saying, Jay?
Yeah, that is.
That's what you thought. Yeah, exactly. Jay Sokol from the City of College Station. What's up?
Hey, brought a guest.
Yeah.
I hasn't been here for a while in the studio, but we've got Director of Planning and Development Services, Lance Sims.
Well, the job he has now, he doesn't have time to be doing it.
You got
it.
That right.
Ain't time for a stinking radio. Good morning, Lance. Welcome back.
Good morning, sir.
You're a much more popular guy now, aren't you? Well, you're much more well-known. How's that?
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about this. Last night, the council, by unanimous vote, once again added another apartment complex, and this is a move that we're seeing more density and more infill in College Station a little bit. Talk about what you discuss with council when it comes to this and how this portion of College Station's growth is different than we've had in the past.
Yes, sir. Well, the first thing that we'll do really with any rezoning case, which is what they heard last night, is we're always going to look back to the city's adopted comprehensive plan. The one last night, for example, was completely consistent with that. It was what the residents have seen in terms of the long-term vision for that use, that land use in the city. So staff recommended approval. Of course, you know that rezonings go through the Planning and Zoning Commission as well, and they voted unanimous in this case to recommend approval. There's a lot of advantages for infill. We're taking advantage of existing roads, existing water, existing sewer. And you contrast that with some of the growth on the fringe, and not necessarily that that's a bad thing, but that's new roads, new water, new sewer. So there's some real advantages to infill where we can get it.
Well, let me ask you then, if we talk about existing infrastructure that's there, let's use the example of the area behind off of George Bush. That would be Grove Street, Fidelity, that area back there. Those used to be single-family homes, and the streets were as wide then as they are now, yet those are now very high density. Well, you can't widen those streets now. So, yes, that's true, streets exist, but they're still maybe inadequate when you talk about the new density that you have
there. Yeah, that's a really good example of where our neighborhood plans come in. So we have the comprehensive plan that I like to think of and explain is that umbrella, that large overarching plan. And we have a number of neighborhood plans that fit under that comprehensive plan. One of the neighborhood plans is the Southside neighborhood plan. So that area specifically that you're talking about, a number of years ago, staff spent, it was over a year. It was very long, intense, good, healthy process. But the result of that plan was that there was going to be an area, specifically the area that you're talking about, that we were going to allow some higher density uses. And part of that was because of the coming grade separation there at Bush and Welburn. Of course, they're in the process of purchasing right away there. So that area is changing in the next few years. And so the neighborhood plan, again, it was very the neighbors were very involved in that neighborhood plan, and so it's something that they agreed to, ultimately council adopted. So we're going to constantly look back at that neighborhood plan. And you know, to your point, you know, there's a four bedroom, four bath, lots of cars. Is it different? Absolutely. And so we've changed recently the parking requirements for single family to make sure that there's one parking, off-street parking space per bedroom in College Station. That is capped at 4. So that's, we're trying to do a better job of managing that parking. In some cases, we're coming back after the fact and removing on-street parking. You know, that's a decision of the city council.
Are there any places in the city of College Station where you can legally have more than 4 unrelated living in a structure?
In single family, the way we define it in College Station is no more than 4 unrelated. So are related by, you know, blood, adoption. Mm-hmm. So if you could have more of like a traditional family that could be, I don't know, 8 or 10, whatever that number is. But if you're unrelated in College Station, the limit is no more than 4.
Okay, so no place in College Station does that exist. Do you see that changing?
I don't. No, I don't see that changing. I mean, obviously it would be up to the city council if they wanted to look at that definition again. But our definition has been around since the early 70s.
Mm-hmm. Explain to me the difference between a neighborhood and a subdivision.
Good question. So when I think from in planning terms of a subdivision, it's something that's recorded on a plat, and it's recorded at the courthouse, and so it's very definable. I mean, it's a number of lots and streets, et cetera. Neighborhood, I think, again, in my mind, it's a little looser definition. It's not bound by number of lots or whatever, so there are neighborhood associations out there that aren't necessarily tied to a subdivision plat, if that makes sense. So,
is there a map that shows the subdivisions that they can see online?
Absolutely.
How would they go see that?
Go to cstx.gov, and once you're on our homepage, on the right-hand side, you'll see one link. There are a number of links there, but one's called Maps and GIS, and that is a wealth of information. So if you click on Maps and GIS, it will take you to a number of maps. The one that is my favorite is Planning and Development Services.
Okay.
So if you click on Planning and Development Services there, it's an interactive map, and you can turn on and off layers. And I can't go from memory, but zoning, land use, thoroughfares, sidewalks, bike paths, parks. I mean, the list goes on. So if anything you want to know, if you, for example, you're looking at buying a home, there happens to be an empty piece of property behind this home, and you wonder, well, wonder what the future plan, at least from the city standpoint, what their future plan is. Mm-hmm. I would encourage you to go and do two things. Look at the zoning on that, and that's the current entitled use for that, and look at the land use, which is like the more longer term, what the city would like to see go there. That to me, that would minimize any surprises that you have from that blank piece of or empty piece of property behind your house.
Lance Sims joining us from the city of College Station. Now, that can be subject to change, but at least as you understand it now, that's what would exist. I kind of want to get down into another specific situation. The apartment, the rezone from last night, is an area that's a little bit different than what I'm talking about now. And that's a lot of discussion about two apartment complexes near the Tower Point area.
Yes, sir.
Now, one of the things that you do is you do a traffic study so people can understand that, but so people can follow me. And if you're familiar with that area, again, this is down near Castle Gate and where the second water tower is. That's where Tower Point is. You approve those two apartment complexes. But when they, I guess by rule or by law, when they do the traffic study, they do not consider known developments that will happen south of there. For instance, the Margraves property, which will end up having, 2,700 rooftops. Mm-hmm. So that's not taken into account when you look at the survey. You're not looking far into the future. Is there a reason why it's done that way?
No, actually they do.
Okay.
Yeah, so that particular one, and this is really unprecedented as far as I know, and I'm not the traffic expert in my department. I have one. But they'll do what they call a background traffic, and then they will also do projected traffic. It's my understanding that the norm, if you will, for a traffic impact analysis is projecting a 2-3% growth out in the future. And in those particular cases, we asked the applicant's engineer, and he complied, to project a 10% growth per year. And so that would certainly capture the Margraves property. So,
well, so they, but Arrington is only going to go to 3 lanes even based on the 10%?
That's correct. Right. And there will be connections back to the Margraves. There will be a number of connections back to Greens Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's more than just Arrington. There's multiple connections.
Okay. Well, and I don't want to get too far around the weeds on one thing that may not impact a lot of people. Right. But the deal is, this stuff is out there and available if people want to look at it and see it. And as you say, if you're buying a property or if you want to see what else is planned in your neighborhood, again, subject to change, But what would you suggest they do to get that information?
Yeah, again, cstx.gov. Mm-hmm. On the right-hand side, click on the maps and GIS. And if they want to go old school and come in to City Hall, 1101 Texas, we have maps, paper maps. So I don't want to make people feel like they have to go online. That's certainly convenient, and it's a great resource. But we'll be glad to visit with you. And we actually offer a service in planning and development services called Planner on Call. And so we try to be available. So if somebody walks in or calls and says, hey, I have a planning question, we try to have somebody that's available for you.
One last thought about Tower Point. It fascinates me because that is so organic. You don't know what's going to go in there next. And so what kind of special challenges has Tower Point caused for you?
Special challenges for Tower Point.
See, I didn't even say problems. I said challenges for you.
I like that. I appreciate that. That's a good one. Nothing actually comes to mind other than just keeping up.
I don't mean to interrupt, but for instance, okay, they put a PetSmart out there. Well, that's fine. But, you know, they've got a Gold's Gym. Well, right. The traffic use and parking is going to be a whole bunch different than it is in a standard retail spot, for instance.
I think our subdivision regulations are set up pretty well to be proactive in that regard. In Tower Point, and I'm sure you've noticed when you go out there, there are a lot of kind of internal connectors, glorified driveways, if you will. We call them public ways. So as that development comes in, we try to do a good job of making sure that internal connectivity happens. So again, I credit the subdivision regulations for being proactive in that regard.
Kind of, Lance Sims with us from City of College Station. Finally, kind of in theory, when was the last time you sat there for a minute and went, 5 years ago, I never dreamed I would have to be taking this into account? What was one of those moments?
I guess the thing that comes to mind, about a year and a half ago, we went to a brand new software system. And it has enabled us, and we've, for the most part, gone to completely electronic submittals. And 5 years ago, I don't know that I would have seen that. So today, if you would like, you can apply for your building permit online. You can pay for your building permit online. You can download your building permit. So you don't have to, if you don't want to, actually drive to City Hall to do that. You can still do that if you'd like. But so we're seeing almost exclusively electronic plan submittal and review. And that's really a big thing. I think it's super efficient, especially if you're a builder or developer and you don't have to make multiple trips to City Hall. And frankly, it's efficient for city staff as well.
And especially if you have people from out of town. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet. Thank you.
You bet. What else you got?
We do have a movie in the park scheduled for tonight, weather willing. So the movie is The Page Master. That's going to be at Wolfpen Creek Park. There by the amphitheater, so the admission is free. The gates open at 6. The movie starts at 7. Details at cstx.gov/movies. If there is some change due to the weather, we will put that out on Twitter and Facebook and on the /movies page to let you know as soon as possible.
Slash movies? You're running slash movies?
I didn't say slasher movies. CSDX.gov/movies.
All right, thanks a lot. Yep. Visit folks from College Station on Friday. It's our community segment brought to you by Dayhill. Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
It's time to talk about what's going on the local stages in Bryan, College Station, and the Brazos Valley so that when the curtain rises, you'll be there for it. Let's first start off in Brenham, Unity Theater, Brenham. Their website is unitybrenham.org, and they've got Doubt a Parable starting on March the 30th. It'll go through April the 9th. The shows are at 7:30 on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 o'clock, and Sundays at 4 o'clock. Go to unitybrenham.org for more information and get tickets. Doubt a Parable. Navasota Theater Alliance, they're at navasotatheater.org. That's their website. Dial M for Murder will start on April the 28th and go through May the 14th. Their shows Friday and Saturday are at 7 and Sunday at 2 o'clock. That's three shows a weekend. Dial M for Murder at the Navasota Theater Alliance. That, of course, is in Navasota. The Theater Company, April the 21st through May the 7th, Big River. There's four shows a weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock, and Saturday and Sunday both at 2 o'clock. It's called Big River. You can go to their website, theatercompany.com, for more information about that. Stage Center, They've got Look Homeward Angel. It's starting on April the 6th, going through April the 22nd. That's Thursday through Saturday. All shows are at 7:30. Look Home, Wayward Angel. That's at stagecenter.net. Go there for more information. Brazos Valley Troupe has a couple of shows coming up in the month of April. First, on April the 1st, no fooling here, it's Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas on April the 1st. Then later in the month, April the 21st through the 29th, The Wizard of Oz, the Young Performers Edition. Go to bvtroupe.com for more information there. And finally, MSC Opus is going to wrap up their 2016-2017 season on April the 6th. Intimate Gatherings brings back Greater Tuna. I've seen it several times. It's funny every time. Greater Tuna, where the Lions Club is too liberal and Patsy Cline never dies. That will be on April the 6th. It'll be at 7:30 at the Rudder Theater. Then April the 11th and the 12th, it's called Once. It's a musical that won 8 Tonys in 2012, including Best Musical. That'll be on the main stage, 7:30. April the 11th and 12th, and that'll wrap up the season for MSC Opus. That's what's going on the local stages in the Brazos Valley. There's an awful lot of great talent right here locally, and you owe yourself the favor of going out, buying a ticket, supporting them. I promise you will be entertained. And that's Bravo Brazos Valley every month. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
10 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's Friday. Got a lot of stuff I got to take care of here. Is this the dark ages of what? A guy in Florida ended up damaging at least 10 homes by losing control of a fire while he was burning books.
Okay.
No one seriously hurt, but the fire ended up burning almost 400 acres. Although it's still burning, firefighters say it's pretty much contained. But what are you doing burning the books? I mean, take them to the library, take them to Half Price Books, do something, but
it's weird, yeah.
Burning the books, just saying. Now, did you ever see the movie Three Men and a Baby?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, Ted Danson, yep. and Tom Selleck, I think, was in it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Tom was in it. There you go.
Steve Guttenberg.
Yep, yeah. Steve. Directed by Leonard Nimoy.
Really?
Yeah. A little amazing fact. Yeah, exactly, a little amazing fact. Okay, here's a list for you.
Fortune magazine has ranked the top 50 greatest leaders on the planet. Note that this is the world's greatest leaders, not the greatest world leaders. Fortune says these people made the list by offering hope, bringing people together, and building bridges.
Okay.
At number one is Theo Epstein, president of the Chicago Cubs. In the top 10, there's Pope Francis, Melinda Gates, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, Senator John McCain, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Also listed are Fed Chair Janet Yellen, TV host Samantha Bee, Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts, and Chance the Rapper. It's packed with heavy hitters from the worlds of religion, politics, sports, technology, and business.
Samantha Bee.
Yeah. And Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
Now, Chance is kind of a thing, okay?
Right, true, because he did the whole, like, streaming only or didn't sell his music.
Yeah,
I mean,
something revolutionary.
Yeah.
So, but Samantha Bee.
She's just a person, right?
Right. She kind of yells into the camera about how dumb politics
what
is.
What does she lead? Yeah.
I'm not sure. Okay.
I don't know. Mm. I've never seen her show. I've only seen the commercials.
Right,
but
exactly. I have to say the exact same thing. I see the promos. I'm going, I don't see any reason I need to capture that.
Right.
I'm not sure that I would.
I mean, I see commercials about the Kardashian show, too.
Yeah.
That doesn't make them leaders.
Doesn't seem like it's a void in my life that I haven't actually sat down to watch one of those.
All right.
Anyhow, Samantha's probably glad. She probably doesn't even see Fortune magazine. Doesn't know what it is either. So there. But coming back, the late night sci-fi series, Mystery Science Theater 2000. This says 2000.
2000. Should be 3,000, right?
Oh, no, okay. It started as 2000, then it went to 3000, okay. What it says here. New version. Be on Netflix. Patton Oswalt, he's the famous bold guy who we do here.
Oh,
and
uh-huh.
Felicia Day will star in the revival, which began will begin streaming on April the 14th. Now, Chelsea, have you seen this before?
Nope.
Okay. They take really cheesy old movies, mm-hmm. and they comment on them. And it used to be a guy with two robots. Is mm-hmm. that right, Brad?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they make just smart-ass comments while okay. the movie's going
and
on.
And it's hilarious.
And okay. it is. It's pretty funny stuff. So, and it's one of those things you could actually watch again because you'll miss lines sometimes.
Gotcha.
And like, why is he wearing a hat? Why does he look that way? Shirley, don't call me Shirley.
How does that chair work?
Exactly. Those sorts of things. So, I don't know. Hope it works. But that's coming back again on April 14th okay. on Netflix.
It's madness, I tell you. Madness. And it's all March long.
So, what's up with him?
Oh, he just heard about the Paradise Oasis Pools March Pool Sale.
Okay, so what's the big deal?
For the entire month of March, Paradise Oasis Pools is offering an in-ground pool with decking and all Hayward pool equipment with PebbleTec pool finish for only $32,000.
That is madness.
To see these beautiful pools and take advantage of this madness in March, go to ParadiseOasisPools.com. Some restrictions apply.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan. How can I help?
I'm looking for a great deal on a new Toyota.
Okay. Why are we whispering?
Sorry. I'm in one of those open floor plan offices and everybody can hear me.
Ah, gotcha. Well, now's the time to get the perfect Toyota just for you. And choose from low APR financing and great lease offers through April 3rd.
Does that apply to Camry?
Yes, and lots of other popular models like RAV4, Prius, Corolla.
Wow! Shh.
Tundra.
Tundra?
Shh.
Uh-oh. The boss is coming over.
Oh.
He wants to know if he can get a great deal on a Tundra?
Yep. There's deals for everyone in the office.
Hey, Jan says there's one for everyone, you guys.
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now with great deals on your favorite models. But this event ends April 3rd. Come in and get yours today. Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man vs. Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
You can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some sap.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh! So what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So following GPS or sat-nav instructions turns off part of the brain normally used for navigation, according to a new study that was released this week. Researchers at University College London, you love that? It's called University College.
College,
that's
yeah.
great. Anyway, they scanned the brains of 24 volunteers as they navigated a simulated version of the neighborhood of Soho in central London. Scientists focused their attention on the hippocampus, which is a brain region used for memory and navigation, and the prefrontal cortex, which is a region used for planning and decision-making. When the participants navigated those streets without assistance, the brain scans revealed spikes in neural activity in both of those regions as people actually ventured onto these new streets. Same regions were silent when the participants were guided by GPS. So your brain just kind of shuts down. Takes a little nap. Well, we've had stories before about
yeah.
people who drive into a lake because they follow the GPS. But, and again, if you're one of those people who has lodestone in your head, okay, where you know directions, mm-hmm. and there are people like that. I'm married to one of them. We go any place. She knows where north is. Can just do
oh,
that.
Oh, wow.
But then I know other people who just have no idea.
I
and
don't.
That's what GPS yeah. is all about. But this says that actually a part of your brain turns off when that happens.
Interesting. So,
new study found that children raised by older mothers more emotionally well-adjusted than those raised by young moms.
That, imagine that.
Yeah. Golly, did we pay for that study? Okay. Samsung Galaxy 7 Remember that little problem with the combustible batteries,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
the
so
exploding ones.
Samsung naturally concerned about the public reaction as they roll out the S8. Company is so worried about getting this one right, the phone will reportedly come with a free money-back guarantee.
Wow.
I guess what choice do they have?
They've got to do that.
At this point, there were people, because, okay, there were folks who were pro-you and they're negative-you now, but there were people who were neutral on your brand who are negative now.
Right.
And, you know, you might have had a chance to have them as a future customer, but now not so much. So this will be the thing to do. A compound in marijuana called cannabinoid could help treat people who have anxiety disorders. Well, man, that's really cool.
I'm not anxious anymore at all.
It works, Researchers at the University of Arizona found an association between sleep deprivation and the ability to recognize facial expressions. Study based on data from participants who were shown photographs of the same male face with varying degrees of fear, happiness, sadness, anger, surprise, and disgust. Researchers found that participants who were deprived of sleep could not tell the difference nearly as well.
Well, I think we're all a little dulled if we don't have
right, a little more fuzzy.
Sleep.
Fair
yeah.
to say.
Across
fair
the
to
board,
say.
Yeah.
This date, 1898, the very first automobile built in Cleveland was sold for $1,000. The Alaska pipeline, that Alaska ship, the Exxon Valdez, that thing? Yeah, that happened on this date in 1989. And in 1991, 100 cars were damaged by a fire at a cookout held by the San Antonio Firefighters Association.
Oh, yikes.
All right, we're back on Monday, WTAW College Station Broadcast.